sombrero me pondré. Tempranito llegaré.
And welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Trying to sing this song. Trisha on assignment. Did call in though. And the great Eric behind the window. And lovely Kathleen is at home. Or
she
somewhere.
Is. She's at home. I hope she's at home.
Se dice.
Oh, yeah. That would be. Not a good thing. Who's screaming in the background? Oh, it's you.
You were looking under your bag.
Yeah. I'm looking everywhere for this thing.
He thought that was his phone making that sound.
Lucky we're not on TV. It would have looked funny.
Right. Well, we're working on that, right?
We yes,
are on TV. You're not on the camera. But by the way, that was the star of Desierto bringing us into this segment, Gael Garcia Bernal.
Not only singing Cheap Trick.
He cannot only act.
I love Cheap Trick, but I've never heard it in Spanish.
Yeah, I haven't either. Say it again.
Gael, what? Gael Garcia Bernal?
Wow, you're good at that. You should have a couple languages under your belt.
I do.
You will have Swedish.
Under belt.
I know that.
Under my belt.
Definitely.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. All right.
Let's keep it clean, Dave. Keep it clean.
Anyway.
Come on.
Joining us right now is singer-songwriter Hart Hayes, and just released a single, Dancing with Fire. Hart, how are you?
I'm good. How are y'all? What's up, Phoenix?
I'm surprised she stayed on the phone after that little bit of banter.
Hey, we're doing good. We're really honored to have you. I love your voice, by the way.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, now we can tell. Let's have a contest here. Joseph and Eric, where is she
single?
From?
Oh.
No, we'll ask
we'll
that later.
A diaphragm.
What? No. Where is she from? Listen to her accent.
You're always
from Colombia.
No, it's a bit of a southern accent.
Okay.
Y'all.
Yeah, come on. That gave it away. What do you think?
Arkansas?
Oh, my gosh. Only I know.
Goodness.
Texas.
Yes, Eric wins. And what does he win, ladies and gentlemen? Okay.
Nothing.
Anyway, Hart, thank you again so much. Now, you know, I've been reading up about you. Really good stuff. You have sort of a unique trademark sound, the tribal pop. Can you describe that?
Yes, tribal pop.
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, tribal pop. It's like a brand new genre that I'm trying to bring to mainstream pop music where it includes all different cultures from around the world with instruments and chants. And I'm just trying to create something that's never been done. And I think it's going very well and it's getting a lot of attention.
I think that's really awesome. I mean, you're not only a great singer-songwriter, but you're creative. And I think that goes a long way. Have you always been creative and wonderful qualities like determination and commitment?
Definitely. I mean, I moved out to LA by myself with knowing nobody and just a suitcase and a dream, really. So things are definitely happening and I'm very blessed. And, you know, it's hard work, dedication, and sacrifice that's going to get me to succeed.
Wow. So bring us back a little bit. You know, when you got really interested in singing and writing songs, how old were you? What motivated you to go into this industry?
Well, my grandmother, she taught me how to play Christmas songs on the organ and sing Christmas songs from, I think, at the age of 4. So I've been singing all my life since then, yeah.
Wow. And that's age, you know, so you got a lot of experience, even though you're a very young lady. You sound young. And that leads us to the next question. Joseph wants to know if you're single.
Well, yeah, we were asking, are you single?
I am single, but I do date. Of course, every normal person does, but my main focus is my music.
Oh, I'm so sorry,
good.
Joseph.
What? No, that is a very good quality that her main focus is her music, because you know what? She's going to find someone through that music.
I agree with you. I think that is the way to do it. I always said that you don't want to make someone else your passion. You want to go with your life passion, and if you find someone that has another passion, that's a great combination, but don't ever make someone the object of your passion. Would you agree?
I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. I think that's why. So
we've got actually someone on Periscope from Colombia who's wanting to actually flirt with her. So, I mean,
flirt.
Yeah. So you've got a fan in Colombia. Very, very, happy. Yeah.
This is good.
What's up, Colombia?
I love that. Anyway, tell us about you just released a latest single, Dancing with Fire, Universal Music Group. That just, came out October 7th, I think?
Yeah, it just came out, Lucky Number 7. And I'm really excited about it because it's a fun dance track. And, you know, it's about being in love with a bad boy or anybody that's bad for you, Dancing with Fire. Like, it's a taboo thing, but yet you keep coming back to it. So it has a good message to it. I'm sure everybody's been there and done that. And I'm just excited to be performing it and going on tour and being on TV and radio. I'm so excited to do this show. I'm actually in Texas right now.
Oh, you are?
With seeing my family. So I'm so blessed that you guys have me on your show. Thank you.
Well, you're more than welcome. Well, we feel very honored also to have you on our show. And
yeah, Hart, I'm curious because, I mean, since you write your own music, so do you take from your own life? I mean, you said that dating the bad boys and stuff like that. I mean, is that from your own experience?
Yeah, definitely. I use life experiences for my inspiration and also other people's experiences.
And do you ever get anyone upset by doing so?
Like Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Do you have a feud with Taylor, too?
I love her. I think she's incredibly talented. And I actually got to talk to her for a second at the Grammys. She was so sweet, and she commented on my dress. So it was really sweet of her to take time to say hi. I respect her as a writer. I mean, she's incredible, and she's the icon of this year. I mean, she's a songwriter. She's an innovator. She's just a normal girl, and I love that. And I think I think what this generation needs is realness and no materialistic. I mean, so many people are so materialistic now, and so I'm trying to bring that realness to my music as well.
Yeah. Beautiful.
And we're getting questions on Periscope, by the way. Who are we speaking with? We are speaking with Hart Hayes.
Singer-songwriter.
Singer-songwriter, yeah. So shout out from Columbia, and everyone else is saying hi, right, Dave?
Absolutely. Wow, hello. You're becoming worldwide known attention, but why not? I think you just have a really beautiful voice, and you seem so sincere. I like what you're doing because your songs will be making maybe a change in the world for the better, and I think that's the true benefit of singing and songwriting, don't you think?
Definitely. I think, you know, being an artist, our job is to inspire the youth, and I just want to create a movement that that I'm there. I looked up to Britney Spears. I'm a 90s baby, so I looked up to Britney Spears. I want to be someone else's Britney Spears. I want to be like, I'm doing this because of Hart, and they have a positive message for the world as well.
That is awesome. And it looks like what I'm reading is that you're in the process of working with a Grammy Award winning producer, Jerome J. Rock the Ghost Harmon.
I have met with him, and he's incredible, and dreams are definitely coming true. That's all I can say.
Wow, that is really cool. I love the name, Jerome J. Rock the Ghost Harmon. I wonder where he got that.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
He's super dope. He's a Texan as well.
Oh, is he? And he's worked with some big-time people, Michael Jackson, Justin Timberlake, Beyonce, I mean, Jay-Z. I mean, a lot of people, so...
Yeah, he has. He's incredible.
Really good stuff. So tell us what's on the horizon. Are you going to be on TV? Are you going to be touring, you said, and where about?
Well, my promo tour starts here in Austin. I'm here to see my family. And then I have a really big show in Alabama, and I'm not sure exactly the dates. My publicist and manager know that, and I'll post it on my Instagram and my social media for everybody to check that out. But I have a really big show in Alabama, and then from there we're going to go to Arizona probably.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When will that be? You got my attention here.
Probably in January or February.
Wow, we can have you in studio if you want before your concert.
Yeah, that would be so much fun. Definitely.
Yeah. Nice. I love it.
Now Dave's completely distracted.
I love Arizona. I mean, I love Phoenix. I was there 2 years on tour for my other single, Native in the Club, which did very well. And Phoenix loved it. And I loved to be there. Everybody there was so sweet and so kind.
Wow, that's cool. We'll give you a huge promotion because anything we could support you to your highest and best is... it also helps the world too, so because you definitely have that attitude to change and to help change the world for the better.
Thank you so much. I appreciate everything that you guys are doing for me. Thank you.
Absolutely.
And you mentioned your social media. So how can we how can we find you on social media?
It's Hart Hayes Music. It's HearthaysMusic with an X. And I'm on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and I love to talk to my dreamers. I call my fans my dreamers because we all have dreams, and I want to hear your dreams. So, you know, give me a shout out and I'll follow you back, and let's be friends.
Nice.
Great. That's great advice. And speaking of advice, we have people on Periscope who are asking questions. They're saying, how do I write what I feel? How do you get the courage and the,
you know, how do you translate feelings to writing?
Yeah, and how else do you get the courage to write something that, from your own life and, you know, some personal feelings, right?
I think, you know, with the team that I have, I love to collaborate with producers and other songwriters. And, you know, I start off with writing a poem. And, you know, that I've been doing that since I was little. And I, you know, I translate that into music. So I write a poem about my personal feelings. I collaborate with another artist, and we create this beautiful song.
Wow. Now, do you play any instruments?
I play a tiny bit of piano. I'm trying to learn acoustic guitar because I just want to go
I'm giving lessons.
And jam out.
Nice.
Oh, really? Nice.
Oh, yeah. Our producer, Eric, is a guitarist.
Oh, Dave's giving lessons, too, I bet.
I haven't played in a long time.
Oh, okay.
Long, long time. I should get back in. I was thinking of that, you know, getting back into music.
Let's start a band, Dave.
Hey, you want to? All right.
Absolutely. I'll be the front man.
Okay.
We have a guest.
That means you guys, front the money.
Guys, we have...
Oh, sorry.
No, that's not what I meant.
So
Hart Hayes is
so here. Your tour may end, be here in Phoenix, and then other cities that you want to...
Yeah, definitely going to hit California after that. And then I have some new music coming out, and I'm in the process of working with my idol and remaking her song. And I can't say too much about it just yet. It's kind of confidential, but it's going to be a big splash for the pop music world.
Oh, nice.
It's going to be amazing. Fun.
Wow. Well, maybe call us and we'll break the news when that happens.
Yeah, definitely.
And we're getting questions again on Periscope. They want to know your because they want to follow you on Snapchat and Instagram and all that stuff. Give us that information again, please.
It's Hart Hayes Music, HearthaysMusic. M-U-S-I-X. Music, but with an X.
M-U-S-I-X.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
I love that.
Hart Hayes, H-A-Y-S, Music. Musics.
Yes. You know, I'm looking...
There you go.
You know, I'm looking that you've got some really nice quotes from some cool organizations and people. It says, for like Kiss FM 104.7, that girl has starred and written all over her. She is destined for great things. Did you know that? A lot of people talking about you?
Oh, well, I'm just doing my thing, and I'm just trying to be an inspiration and create great music that people will have generations on.
Wow, and there's many, many more. Wow, this is really cool. Very exciting. So, yeah, we're so excited to have you on, and we'd love to have you on again. Definitely when you're doing your tour in Phoenix, we'll get you in studio and give you many segments and talk about how it's going and a whole bunch of things. And in fact, I'd love to talk about something that your song is about, which is Dancing with Fire. You know, mm-hmm. Why do, and I don't know if we'll have time today to talk about it, but why do girls love bad boys? And that could be the theme for next time. So when you call.
Right, perfect.
Hart Hayes, thank you so much for calling in. Really appreciate you.
Thank you. Let me say one more thing.
Yes.
You can get the single on Apple Music now, and I have a music video on Devo. You guys can check out.
Oh, thank you for mentioning it. I appreciate that. All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Hart Hayes. What a sweet voice.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, of course. Definitely.
And this is the song.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, Dancing with Fire.
This is it.
Yeah.
This is really cool. Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We can actually let this play into our break. Skip number four.
You don't want me to go to the other.
That's okay. Skip number four. And
sounds good.
Yeah. We'll let our listeners hear a little
sort
bit of that.
Sort of a jazzy beat to it.
Yeah. Yeah. And... We'll do number five coming back in, by the way. So we'll just skip number
four.
But, yeah, after the break, we got another great guest on, Justin Baldoni from Jane the Virgin.
Oh, excellent. I want to talk all about Jane. But anyway, we'll talk to them after this break. This is Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.